More than 255,000 acres burned in the Metal Valley from the Carlton Complex fires this past summer, and there are thousands of fire-scrubbed hillsides and slopes that threaten to tumble down with rain or snowmelt. That's why state and federal land managers are rushing to plant seed before the snow, correspondent Anna King reports.
Some hillsides in the Metal are in danger of becoming torrents of mud running down in nearly every direction. Some slopes burned so hot this summer that there's little left alive. Even the seeds are gone. Federal and state agencies are planting nearly 10,000 acres of expensive native seed by plane on public land. Craig Nelson is the district manager of the Okanagan Conservation District. He says the problem is many of the slopes in jeopardy are private, and there's little money to help.
Don't wait around for, you know, government assistance. The biggest thing is just be kind of a heads-up homeowner. You know, watch for things like rain events. If you're concerned, get to high ground.
A couple highways near Twisp are just now reopened after this summer's thunderstorms and massive mudslides. The National Weather Service has installed about a dozen real-time rain monitors in the area to alert residents and visitors by cell phone. I'm Anna King reporting.